Blog Talk Radio. Everybody that's coming in. Yogi was good. Let me make sure my mic was good too. Alright, peace, hot topic, Mo Red, Clarissa, B Ray, KK, Mike. How you feeling, KK? You good now? I ain't played this beat in a long time, man. Word. I love this beat too. They had to be embarrassed in court talking about a week for lawyers. Exactly, man. I'm just gonna wait for a few more of y'all to get in here. Please hit that like button. Peace, Queen. You know I see you. Salute to you and yours. Bear Bulls, you already know. Same to you too. Salute to you and yours, man. All right, well, KK, at least you coming. You coming around, man. So you're still here. You're breathing. You know what I mean? King Sykes, Carlos, Tranquilo, Quieto, Baltimore. Oh, yeah, rice and beans and Taco Bell. You salute. Tree drop don't look shook to me, but comedians do look shook. You might see me looking over here because I got my everything in front on camera, so I'm always watching what's outside. But anyway, all right. I like this beat. Let me turn it down, though. I forgot who made this beat. Oh, Kareem made this beat. Shout out to Kareem, man. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Anyway, Mac Level was good. I was just talking about you today. The EIN number. I made a lot of calls yesterday and today. Remember you told me about the EIN? We was on the phone and I got my EIN number. I can't find it. I got to find that shit. But I'm getting back on my shit, boy. Sha, I see you. What up, show? Sam Snee. All right. Herman. All right. Hit me up when you get a chance. Most definitely. I hit you up soon when I'm off. Soon when I get off, I'm going to hit you up, boy. Mike Larry, we go back to Kanika Jenkins. No doubt. Estrella, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, so, anywho, thank you for, coming on. We gonna look at these niggas, man. This shit is sad. There was some other shit I want to talk about, but I'm not gonna lie, I forgot, but I pulled up some other stuff, but this shit is so fucking sad. The niggas got all that money and doing the sleeve with him, got all the money. Stick to the army and shit like that. Come on. And then you need a week for a fucking lawyer. You know damn well this case gonna get pushed back for like a month or two. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't got no money for no fucking lawyer. So evidently, you killed him for what? What did you kill Young Dolph for? Why? Hulk Strong, peace, goddammit. Salute to Cali. Why? This shit is senseless. And then look at you stupid, raggedy, dusty-looking niggas. Just look at y'all now. Only thing that I see about all of this is that look at these niggas. They did all this shit for nothing. Typical nigga shit. TNS. I don't know if I ever coined that phrase. I know I never coined that phrase, but I'm going to coin it right motherfucking now. TNS. Typical nigga shit. That shit is embarrassing, B-Ray. It's like, you say you can't find me on the EIN? I can't find it. Oh, I can find it for you, bro. Yeah, find it for, if you can find my EIN number, please do, because I'm getting back on. We're going to talk, Matt. We definitely going to talk. But yeah, man, that shit don't make no sense. When I looked at it, all I was doing was shaking my head. I wasn't even happy that they locked them. I'm happy that they are, but just looking at why. For those who haven't seen it, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to play this sad-looking shit. Please make sure y'all hit that like button, please, for the algies. All right? Let's go, man. This shit is sad. No, that's right. No fucking bond. They not getting out. Let's get it, goddammit. And the phone lines is open, too, if y'all have any thoughts, too. Stupid shit, huh? Let me turn this up. All right. It's only playing out on one side of the speaker, so for this video.
We'll actually raise your right hand to handcuffs. So I'm going to, as far as you're going to guide, you've got to grab your fifth charge and indict 220014, the offense of first degree murder. This is that offense carries a sentence of life in prison. The state of Tennessee could also file a notice to seek the death penalty or to seek life in prison without possibility of parole. You've also guided yourself to, that was the case, you've placed the charge for an attempt to commit a felony to with first degree murder. That class A felony carries anywhere from 50 to 60 years in prison. Count 3 to 5 charges, you've been a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, a regulated convicted of an aggravated assault. That's a felony statutory elements of all violence, attempted use of violence. That B felony also carries 8 to 30 years in prison. This suspension occurred after July 1st, 2021. That's an 85% sentence. If you're convicted of that crime, that served 85% of that sentence. You've also been charged with being employed by the firearm in the commission of a felony offense. That C felony carries anywhere from 3 to 15 years in prison. The gun charge is a 100% sentence. If you're convicted of a gun charge, you have to serve 100% of that sentence without the right to take the system to murder. You've also been indicted by the grand jury and charged with felony, and that C felony carried anywhere from 3 to 15 years in prison. We took young self in charge of serve. So if you have an attorney, you are in the practice trying to hire an attorney right now, sir?
Yes, sir.
Who's going to hire an attorney for you to sit? Have you talked to an attorney yet? Do you know what attorney you're trying to hire to sit? Not as long. How much time do you need in order to get an attorney hired for you, Mr. Smith?
Got another week.
You think you'd have a lawyer in a week, sir?
A week and a half. 2 weeks here,
sir. I'm trying to see the second call to the minute, please, sir. I was suggesting Johnson. Johnson, good morning, sir. Johnson, and that indicted 210333. You are indicted for the same similar conduct, brother. Let me rephrase that. And in 220001, brother, you're indicted for the same conduct as your co-defendant, Mr. Cornelius Smith, count one charge for first degree murder. Again, that carries a sentence of life in prison. If convicted, life under Tennessee law, Johnson is construed to be 60 calendar years. That served 51 years of that sentence before you found that one before he leaves. Attempted first degree murder carries 15 to 60 years in prison. Being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm carries 8 to 30 years in prison. Employing a firearm in commission of attempted murder carries anywhere from 6 to 15 years in prison. That gun charge is 100% sentence, Mr. Johnson. If you're convicted of using a gun, employing a gun in attempted murder, you have to serve minimum sentence of 6 years at 100%. Those sentences got to run back you have a second indictment. But until it was superseded by the other indictments that just read the record, 12103333 charged for first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, theft of property. Now, do you understand the charge against him is just? Do you have an attorney, sir? You work with a hired attorney. Is Johnson going to hire an attorney for you, sir?
Mm-hmm.
How long will it take you to get a lawyer to Justin Johnson?
I'm
going to tell you one
day, he don't know.
So the junior family can hire an attorney, sir. Mm-hmm. Johnson, if you tell him that Judge called you, I cannot afford an attorney. I will appoint an attorney for you. Do you understand, sir? You can afford an attorney. This is the Senate, the second also. If you tell them that you cannot afford an attorney, I will appoint a lawyer for you also. Just that, sir. You tell them that you can afford an attorney. Johnson dismissed, you do not need the court to appoint an attorney for you. That's correct. And if you tell them you can have an attorney hired in a week or two, Mr. Johnson, you tell them you don't know how long it would take to hire an attorney.
I don't know. I think that I don't know
how to do it. When would you like to be back in court? So you can let me know whether or not you are able to hire an attorney with the job
about a week.
Mr. Hackett, do you have any cases?
I don't know. This is going to be my last time interjecting. When I first heard, I'm like, I never heard nobody ask a goddamn criminal, when would you like to come back to court? Maybe this is Memphis, Tennessee. Maybe it's something in the barbecue sauce. I just never heard no shit like that. But these niggas is broke.
Both asking for a week, you got the rest.
That's
another one. Robbie Grant, I see you in there, goddammit. CMG is the mob, so don't get it twisted. I see that. I see.
The special Johnson was a 10-year case until Friday, January 28th. That will give you about 9 days if you get a lawyer hired. Now, if you come back on Friday, 28th, January, and you tell me that you're not appointing an attorney, I will appoint an attorney for you. I will appoint a private lawyer for you. Somebody who's qualified to handle the most serious cases in the state of Tennessee, I will appoint a lawyer for you if you trust you not our attorney. Now, I cannot let you sit in jail week after week, month after month, without an attorney because it would violate your rights. You understand it, sir? Josh, you have a question, sir? Specifically, you have a question. I'll be going back in court on Friday, January 28th. If you have a lawyer hired this fast, if not, I'm going to appoint an attorney for you. Both step back in the back. Thank y'all for bringing the special job report for you.
We're going to have a recess.
Everyone to remain seated. We're going to have a recess. Thank you all, Dino. And hey.
Look how the lightning is. You mad?
Welcome to Smushy. The new world of hybrid work is open for business. Your best and brightest need to be aligned in the...
This is Paul Hagerman, H-A-G-A-D-R-M-A-N, with the District Attorney's Office.
And the phone line is open, y'all.
Today we have the two defendants, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Smith, in court for the first time on the murder of Adolph Thornton, young Dolph. Set for arraignment. Both of the defendants asked for more time to get attorneys hired. So we'll come back in about a week and a half for that.
You know, understanding that they don't have attorneys right now, how long do they have to sit in jail?
Our judges here try to get people attorneys fast. They don't want them just sitting in jail. Now, these defendants have a right to hire an attorney of their choosing. Sometimes it can take a defendant up to a month to do that. This judge wants to make sure these defendants have an attorney sooner rather than later. And so we're coming back in about a week and a half at the request of the defendants.
They still have no bond, right?
They still have no bond.
Understanding that at this point in time, only two people have been arrested in regard to young adults shooting. Do we know any other arrests? Do we know we can on right now?
Just all I can say is investigation goes on.
Mr. Barnett, he is in Indiana in jail. He's charged as an accessory after the fact. Is he back in Memphis? Has he been extradited back?
My understanding is he's still in Indianapolis.
When is he going to be extradited? Do y'all know any details?
Obviously, with this case, we're in the very beginning stages, but in regards to how long this thing will go on in trial, what are we looking at?
We're at the beginning stages, the very beginning. This is literally, their first court date, so it's hard to answer that. This is a process, though. As y'all know, y'all covered these cases before. Once they get attorneys, we'll start from there. When a courtroom that moves fast and expeditiously, and we'll just see where we're at month by month. But I think Memphis wants some closure to this thing, and family and needed to.
In a case like this, obviously high profile, there's so many rumors, so many people saying stuff, whatever. Does that make things more difficult on your office?
I don't really pay attention much to the rumors, and I don't have much social media or things like this. I know who the person was, familiar with him, what he meant to Memphis and what he symbolized with regard to, being a self-made person and the grit and grind of Memphis, and we need to get some justice in this case.
He's been a very busy man. I'm talking about this busy. There's a life case and not a bit on your hands. It never gets easy coming in contact with these families, obviously.
Well, dealing with the families is, you have to have hard conversations with them, but it's one of the best things about this job is getting to meet these families and talk with them, and they share with you, personal details and things about, the victims, and there's some meaningful conversations and some meaningful meetings with the families, so that's not the hard part of the job.
Have you had communication with Dolph's family?
I have.
Yeah. Anything you can share?
They're very interested in the prosecution of this case. His mother's actually sick today, so she's not here, but some other family members are here, and we're going to look forward to meet with all of them pretty soon.
Obviously, great detective work and everything, but we talked about 500 tips in this case. Would we be at this point if it wasn't for the public health?
Tips came in from the very start. These detectives work nonstop. They literally didn't sleep for at least a week or so once this thing happens. I think as far as what has led to the charges and investigation and things like that, you start to stay through and various court dates and things like that.
So you're still not releasing the motive or anything?
This time, I wouldn't be allowed to comment and stuff like that.
Understanding the eye of the on Memphis right now. In the music world, all around the world, just understanding, getting this thing right. Are we at the point where, again, we can go to the trial, even though the trial hasn't been closed, but we can go knowing that these two, from the DA's office, you all have strong evidence against them?
We wouldn't be here without strong evidence against them. We're confident, and y'all all saw the video from November 17th when the two people shot and murdered Dolph. We got the two people in court today.
More arrests could still come?
Investigation ongoing.
Can you say who was wearing the mask for that?
I couldn't comment on details like that.
Yeah. Just say danger. Have they complained to the doctor in consultation with you, or you say they're not the same?
I haven't heard from either one of them.
Thanks so much.
All right,
y'all. Thank
you.
Thank you.
See
you.
Before you leave, man, now, what's up now? Well, he said the two people that you seen in the video that killed Young Dolph, paraphrasing, on November 17th, Those are the two that you see in the courtroom today. I see somebody put a comment in there. There was a heavyset dude in the camera. If you look as he's walking in there, you can see that he has a little stature to him. You know what I mean? He has a little, you know what I mean? He got a physique to him. So if you see him from the side, he may look a little bit, you know, a little swole, you know what I mean? A little stocky or whatever. So that's him. Now, I forgot who said this shit. It's when you're online on your videos and live streams and you on that rah-rah shit, fuck the police, bang, bang, shoot them up, bang, 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 bang. But you ain't caught like this. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? You know what, baby? Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Shoot on my ass. I'm a gangster. I'm a killer. Yes, Your Honor. Yes, sir. Now, you are a hush. You a hush puppy now. You a hush puppy now. All of this shit for nothing. Senseless killing. Now, actually, let me share my screen. Let me go to his site. Let me go to his shit. It's Instagram. And I'm taking calls. The phone lines is open, everybody. I think I fixed the chair. So you probably going to hear the squeaking, all right? I don't need WD-40. I just needed a little adjustment, all right? But look at this shit. Big baller. Shot caller. Driving them down. Only in Paula. Paula been bad. You know right in bed, on the highway. You remember that song? I liked this song. It was just funny the way he did that chorus. But you know what I mean? This nigga's a baller, shot caller over here. Look at that. I mean, the outfit is dope though. I like the coordination. So you have to coordinate. You know what I'm saying? So okay, but you, what's that? That's fake bills or something? This counterfeit? Where that money at? That's supposed to be for the lawyer money. You supposed to have money lawyer. I mean, excuse me, lawyer money saved up. What happened to this? And you got the pre-chain on, homie. Where is the stacks? I'm telling y'all, man. The Hummer stunting is real. I mean, that's what we call it in Brooklyn. The Hummer stunting is real. Niggas, this is straight up Hummer stunting, son. Where that money at now? Them niggas look the sad. Sad. What did prop money? What the fuck did you kill him for? Why? They asked him, is there any other people that's involved in this investigation? He said that he cannot give that information. You already know. He can't give out that information. How deep is the rabbit hole? I know a lot of us have our legitimate assumptions, legitimate speculations. Let me see if anybody called. The phone line's open, y'all. 319-527-6193. Don't be scared to call. Somebody break the ice, man. Somebody break the ice. But how deep is this shit goes? You know, the insurance agent came out. A lot of things has been exposed. But again, they could be right. They could be wrong. Some people just do things just for some clout or some validation for somehow. I'm not saying, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it, and you throw a rock in the crowd for the dogs and you bark with your head, then the nigga just bark. I'm just saying, you just can't jump out the window on this shit. But it's going to get deeper. And me personally, I'm really leaning on, he was just jealous that he didn't get his turn. I really think he was jealous because he didn't get his turn. He just didn't have the talent. Nigga, if Moochie Great or some shit like that, if that's your ops, like the homie said on the show on Brooklyn and Cali, when Mike said, you know, basically, you know, on a business tip, he should have just, you know, like, or some general shit like, yo, listen, man, we're going to come to the table as men. You know what I'm saying? If you know what I mean, if he try to kill your mom, your daughter, this, that, or third, whatever, man, this shit is senseless, man. Let's come to the table like grown men. He's your enemy. Sit at this table. We all going to be grown men. This is business. You gonna eat. You gotta step your game up though. You know, Moochie Gravy doing this fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, go back to the drawing board, put some hot shit out. You know, I got you know, like just some business shit. And I just feel like, man, this shit was just senseless, and it just make us just look so sad. Like it's like I'm guilty because of that shit. It's like we catch the stain behind this senseless shit like that. That should affect all of us, whether we know it or not. We can't even stop that. That shit gonna reflect on us at the end of the day. Look at this senseless, stupid shit. Now what? After you took away a father, you know what I'm saying? And you took away somebody that was really important, you know, to that city. And, you know, you just stopped the movement. Key Glock did a song. I'm gonna play it. Play it right now for y'all if anybody didn't hear it. But see, let me see if anybody called yet. All right, let me take this call then. Please, everybody, if you haven't subscribed to the platform, please subscribe. If you're new, please hit that like button. If y'all would like to show love or donate to the platform, you know what I mean, please do. And I do this on any live that I do. So for those who is new and we talk about Young Dolph and I'm saying please donate to the platform, I always do that. So for the weirdo thinking people, I'm just letting y'all know. So but anywho, let's go to Virginia. We got 757. Is this my boy Mega?
Hey, what's good, yo?
What's good? Are you online? 201 area code right after this. Go ahead, Mega.
Yeah, man. I saw your video this morning, man. It's it was like the craziest part is how they asking for a week now, you know. And I'm like, now, you know, it's different ways to look at it, but somebody pointed out that on his books for straight drop, Justin Johnson, he had $50 on him. You know, when they arrest you, whatever you got in your pocket, they put that on your books.
Right.
So he had $50 on his books. And if you had $50 in your, now either you gave all that, let's just assume that that was real money in his videos. Did you give all your money to somebody to hold you down because you know what you was about, you know you're about to turn yourself in? That could be his case, but it's like, but I'm going to tell you this, though. A nigga with some bread, I can't see you going to jail with $50. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm going to be here, and I'm going to have to hold myself down. So it's like any nigga with some bread is going at least with a G because that money is leverage. You know, niggas are already going to be in your head. So you need the bread to kind of have some leverage in that position. Like, because, you know, niggas might not want to fuck with you, but if a nigga is broke and you got something, that nigga's going to be on your side. I'm just keeping it real. So I don't get how he don't got no bread in his pocket now. And because that just makes me think, you ain't going to have no money for no that type of lawyer in a week. What type of lawyer you expecting to have in a week, my nigga? Like, right. I mean, so this is what I think going to happen. I think they're going to come back on the 28th. They're not going to have no lawyer. And they're going to get court-appointed lawyers appointed to them. Because, bro, I'm going to keep it real. And whenever I'm in a court situation, I'll just drag shit out. I'll take their court-appointed lawyer. So give me time to look for a lawyer. First time I go to court, I'm going to say I'm going to fire this lawyer, and I got a new lawyer. That gives me more time. This is how I'll be thinking. So, like, I don't see why. I think they would have been better off taking the court-appointed just to have somebody to talk to, get to see. Damn, this shit don't look good. You know what? Well, I already start calling your people. Look, I'm going to need a lawyer, my nigga. Like, this ain't going to work. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It just, this shit just ain't weird, my nigga. I mean, the way it looked like they did it and they about to go down. That's just how it looked from the outside. Like you just giving up. Fuck it. I'm caught now. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't going to fight.
And that prosecutor, that DA, he said, The two dudes you seen on that video footage,
exactly,
they are the ones that's in court today. So this guy,
he did say that.
He's matter of fact with it. Those are the two niggas that we see on that footage. So now, It all depends on how they're going to be spitting the wind. I heard some shit that a straight drop poster had snitched on somebody to get like 35 years or some shit. Is that true?
I ain't hear about that.
Yeah, somebody told me that shit. Enoch, thank you for your cash app, brother. I appreciate it. But yeah, that sounds,
I'm
gonna
tell
you know.
I'm going to tell you something else crazy, though. Like, I think the nigga Wack 100 said something about it. But, like, this whole thing with the insurance agent, now let's say that that's all fake, yo. But let's say you one of these niggas in this position. The way everybody knows the beef with Black Youngster and all that. Why you just don't be, hey, yo, for real, Black Youngster paid me to do that shit. Because, bro, they'll drop a lot. If you want to turn to break, even if you're lying, if you want to turn to break somebody like them down, or they gonna let you off to get that nigga. I guarantee you, this shit gonna be weird as hell. This shit gonna turn out weird as hell, yo. When it's all said and done.
Yeah, that's it. That's gonna get crazy.
Unless them niggas just super gangster, and they be like, you know what, we got paid to do what we do. I know how I look right now. Niggas gonna hold us down for the rest of our life in here, and we just gonna ride that. Cause some niggas is super gangster like that, like. But you know, these new niggas, they ain't built like that, yo. These niggas want to be outside having fun on the internet trolling.
Right. Now look, and what if, because, you know, what if they take that time on the chin because they're dealing with these people who got some money, some kind of power, some kind of funds.
Yeah.
If you don't take this charge, well, your fucking son going to die going to school.
The only thing about that, Mike.
Shoot you, I'm going to kill your mom.
Only thing, Now, when you start bringing in family members, now you right with that. You right with that. The only thing I say about that is, like, you know, when you think about them old gangsters who would be like, they going to make the hit and do the time, they be older, son. They don't be young niggas, yo.
Right.
They be them old niggas who would just be like, you know what? You know, because they feel like they live their life, they did what they do, and sometimes that's what they really do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you've seen that movie, Boondock Saints. But remember how they had that nigga locked up in jail, the super killer?
Right.
And when they let that nigga out, everybody was terrified because once he out, all he do is kill, no matter who it is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, bro, like, I think, you know, when, for hits like this, you don't get a young nigga, my nigga. Young nigga's going to tell on you, son.
Absolutely, man. Well, hey, man, shout out to my nigga Mega TV, man. Mega Guns. You already know, man.
Word. I'm going to the ranch today, too.
Oh, shit. I told y'all once I get that ride down there, nigga, you know.
You already know.
Hold one of those for me. Anyway.
All right, bro.
Peace. All right, we're going to go to Jersey, then illest nigga in Nebraska. Area code 201 was good. We got Jersey in the goddamn building. What up?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm good, love. Talk to me.
Yes, well, I just feel like they try to use Moochie Grip as a scapegoat. This goes back to Black Youngster when he was talking to the insurance agent. I believe that he's a part of it. I don't think the insurance agent would lie like that and put himself on Front Street. I believe it's sending it all from that. And, justice should be served. That's it. And no need to look at sad now. You wasn't sad when you was doing what you was doing. And even after the fact, turning up, making videos and all that. So, you gangster, be gangster handling.
Yeah. I feel, you know, if that church age of the tunnel is true, you know, and I'm not saying that he's not coming home. Evidently, I'm pretty sure that somebody have gave that information to the boy, you know, the DA, the police and whatnot. But he did say that they actually at a background level, that feedback to call me off.
Okay, that may be true, but like they said, they it's still an ongoing investigation, you know. They needed to get the main two out of the way first and then go, you know, go talk to everybody else after that. And I also believe Raven was in on it too. because I've seen messages between her and CEO Chris. So we're going to see how it play out. Everybody that's involved just going to have their day. They just started with the main two first. That's it.
Absolutely. Yep, there's going to be a domino effect. Well, we'll see how this shit turn out. See how it turn out. What part of Jersey you calling from?
Jersey City.
Shout out to goddamn Jersey City. All right.
All right, take care, RP Dog. Later.
Page. Yeah, Jersey City crazy, man. You can't, nigga, you can't leave your car door open like that in Jersey or... Nigga, unattended? Shit. I went to go see a damn girl over there, man, with my car. Nigga, I was looking at her window like every 15 minutes. And it was a little small, like, narrow driveway and shit, man. That shit. Nigga, my stress levels was too damn high that night. I never went back. Matter of fact, I did. But I seen her ass twice and fuck that. We got the illest nigga in Nebraska. Peace. What's up?
What's up with it, man? How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm chilling, man.
That's what's up, man. I seen your footage earlier, man, and seen them guys in court. I'm gonna tell you, man, they look like two nervous little kids, man. You know, or it can be a sign of confidence, you know what I'm saying? It's just hard to say, man, you know, you know, they were the two that had something to do with it, man, because there were so many lies, man, you know, especially coming. Man, let me tell you what like, you from up there, you did time, you spent a lot of time in Atlanta. Memphis is not the size of an Atlanta or Jersey or New York, Manhattan, Bronx, all that. Man, Memphis is small. Memphis is so, man, I'm talking about it is so small. So it's hard to believe that when all that stuff went down.
Hold that thought. Luke Doe, I don't know if you want to cause a distraction, but that's fine. Everybody has their own opinion, and my snipers do not knock him out. Don't kick him out. Nothing. But Luke Doe said free straight drop. Now, if you know something that we don't know, call the number. I'm not going to... like antagonize you or try to, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna put you on a hot seat though. Like, why you say free straight drop? Which is understandable if you're on that team. But if you want to call in Luke Doe, man, the number is right there. Look, right there, 319-527-6193. Call in, man. Everybody has a right to voice their opinion. Go ahead, my G.
Say, Bruce, free straight drop. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Like I say, man, I wouldn't be surprised if things work out for straight drop, man, or the other cat, man. It just, you know, this case, man, been none but, you know, from the start, man, none but lies, man. You know, from the simplest thing as who Dolph or why Dolph came to Makita's Cookies in the first place, you know what I'm saying? Raven has been on TV, YouTube, TV, whatever, news stations, man, and we're like, man, a lot of people been debunking a lot of shit she been saying and catching up in a lot of lies. So, like I say, man, I think it's going to be one of them cases, man, that, man, you're going to be amazed that, These boys might, you know what I'm saying, you know, walk, man. But old boy did feel confident. I seen what the prosecutor was saying. He made it very confident that these were the two guys. He was confident that he didn't want to say it, but he pretty much said it, that it was going to probably be some more arrests made. You know, there's a lot of mixed messages and a lot of stuff thrown out there, man, you know, to have you like, damn, you know, I wonder what they got, you know, coming up next. But I think, man, I think we might be in for a twist here, man. And as far as I look at things like this here, Mike, who has the most to gain from Dolph being taken out, man? Every time, man, something go down, there's always a close person to you, man. And I don't give a damn what show, what podcast, man, he spoke highly of Key Glock, bruh. spoke highly of it, man. Anything that came out of Dolph's mouth, Key Glock name came right behind that shit.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't be surprised, man, if your homeboy, your little youngster, whoever he is to you, man, or was to you, you know, played a part in that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's mighty funny that, you know, every time you done got hit up, he wasn't never around. But y'all be around each other all the freaking time, you know. Just some strange shit, man. You know, so anyway, man. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that's a good observation. Everybody, show love to Cordell. He's new to the channel. Who else is new to the channel so we can show y'all love, man? So welcome to the family. Only if you subscribe to the channel, then you become family. If you don't subscribe, you are not family. You will not be welcome. But Cordell, if you subscribe, welcome to the family. Thank you for tuning in. All right? And please hit that like button for the algorithms. I would gladly appreciate it. Anything else?
I'm cool, man. Like I say, man, I keep my eyes on Key Glock, man. It just seemed like when all that shit went down, he got the fuck up out of there. He was gone, loading up cars and everything. You know, he gone. So ain't no telling, man. Just seemed like, you know, whenever something go down, there's always the closest person to you, man. And, you know, right. Key Glock was the closest person to him.
Mm-hmm. Be that way. And what's your name? Dr. Tripp, same to you. Welcome to the channel. Welcome to the family. But yeah,
all right, my guy, man. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show, man.
All right, man. The illest nigga in Nebraska. Peace.
Yep, peace.
All right. It's area code 470, then 717 in Jersey again, 201. So y'all just be patient. Area code 470, you're on the air. What's happening? You're on the air, family. What's getting?
What's happening?
Ancient, can you please mute your background so it won't give me a lot of feedback, please? Right there. Yo. Did you hang up? I guess he did. Yep. Anyway, go to area code 717. You're on the air. 717. Peace. What's up?
Yo, you on here, bro?
What's good, family? Talk to me.
Hey, how are you, man? I want to give you a shout out for what you do, man, because you're keeping everybody in tune with our culture. And it's a shame that these young brothers is out here, you know, going against the grain to get where they need to be at. But a lot of people don't understand gangs are affiliated in the music industry. I'm from Compton, and I live in PA now. But, you know, Dolph was surrounded by Crips, man, and he beefing with a lot of – Yo Gotti is a known person throughout the South, Indianapolis, Ohio. You ain't no telling where them shots came from. You know, it's cool to speculate, but at the same time, I just sit back and pay attention. Like the brother that just got off, he Glock, you know, I think his hands is in on this. Because like he said, he done been hit at too many times and he wasn't around, but they was always around. You know, for them dudes to pull up where he was at that cookie spot and just catch him lacking like that, it just didn't make sense. And it all begins to unfold, and it's still going to unfold. But I ain't going to sit up here and talk your ear off, man. I like what you're doing. Just, you know, it's sad that our boys are so talented nowadays. They use their voices to get out the ghetto, and it's taking them right back into the rap game is deadly now. It's just a lose-lose, you know?
Yeah.
You got to worry about the managers setting you up because you're worth more to them dead than you are alive. Like, you just got to worry about too much, and it's unfortunate because it could be your best friend, you know.
Yeah, it's sad, bro.
It's sad. But I'm going to get off of here, man. I appreciate what you're doing. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Peace. All right, this three more calls. I just want to say this before I take some more calls, man, and that's true. I mean, I don't, You know, everybody has their opinion. I don't know if King Glock have anything to do with it, but he made a great point. You know, when he got shot the car got shot up over 100 times. He wasn't around. And I remember when King Glock, Young Dog died, he put out a tweet or something saying that he was at a barbershop and he missed his call. If you would have picked that phone up, who don't pick up their phone when they're in the barbershop? I mean, if the phone is on your lap, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, hold on for a minute. Like, if the barber's doing something and you just wait, oh, boom. You know what I mean? You could have picked up the phone. But he said that he missed his call. And I think he said and 2 minutes later, 3 minutes later, he called back and his phone didn't ring. So that's the time when he got murdered. I don't know, but he made a good point. Like, why all of a sudden that when he got somewhere to, when it's some other function, you there. But when it's other shit and when things really happen, you're not around. So I don't know, man. He just made a great point. But it's always the ones that smoke blunts with you. See your picture. Now they want to grab their guns and come and get you. It's always those niggas. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let me take these phone calls. Please hit the likes, y'all. And if y'all would like to show love to the platform, please show love to the platform. Area code 312, what it do? You on the air, family. Peace. What's up? Area code 312.
Hello.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, love. Talk to me now.
That's good. You know what? Well, I just wanted to call in. I really don't necessarily think that Key Glock has something to do with this unfortunate situation. I remember Dolph stating some time ago in an interview, like, how he moves along and how he likes to move along, you know. And, I mean, when you're dealing with rich individuals, they have things lined up all the time where they're not necessarily hanging out with one another like that. But what I do know, well, not allegedly, that this is going to go down with a RICO. It's like a lot of people involved with this from what I've been hearing. And we shall see. And Black Youngster, I believe that he's involved. Are you aware of the chop shop that got raided in Memphis?
No.
So it was a chop shop that was raided in Memphis like about a week or two ago. Okay, so apparently the chop shop is tied to Black Youngster, and I believe that White Benz, they had switched tags on that car. So the rabbit hole is just going to get deeper with this situation. And if those guys start talking, this is going to be a huge case. And I believe the cookie store, Raven, old girl Raven, got something to do with it too, because she's just talking too much. So we shall see. But I hope, you know, there's justice for Dolph and everybody who involved. I hope they are brought to the light with this situation, because it's just ridiculous.
So the more you talk, the more guilty you look. Basically, what you're saying. About
exactly.
Raven.
Yes.
Hey,
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry.
Okay, sweetie.
And how she's making it like she don't know these people like Skull, and how she on their lab, and she making it like she just mean them, you know, far as now after the situation with Dolph. But I seen some shit where she been talking like on their pages and labs like months ago, you know, so you been knew these mugs, you know. So I think it's just like a lot of BS in the game, and they know what's up, and they set that man up. And it's dealing with a lot of individuals because Dolph, you know, he pretty much ran Memphis. People love Dolph in Memphis, you know, and they weren't able to move nothing out there. They had to get him out the way. He got a lot to do with money and, you know, moving shit. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
So I don't think this is going to be over with. And even if it the case is closed as far as with the streets, a lot of motherfuckers still ain't going to be safe.
That's right. Where you calling from, love?
I'm calling from Chicago, and we love Dolph this way. So we hoping for justice with this. We need to see something happen with this.
He was born out of Chicago, so, you know, it is what it is.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Shout out to Shacktown. Thank you for your call, family. Peace.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Peace.
You too. Now, it's a lot of people holding on, so I'm going to have to make these calls a little bit more quicker. Area code 248. If you don't make it quick enough, go right ahead. What's up? What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm sorry, man. I just wanted to say, man, you know, I think just think it's wrong on both sides, man. Like, I want justice for Dolph, man. I like Dolph, but it's a lot of stuff that Dolph was rapping about, man, and I don't necessarily agree with a lot of stuff that he was talking about. Like, he had a little kid on there rapping about selling dope, man, being a dope dealer and all that. Just glorifying dope dealing, man. And I just feel like, man, in a way, God allowed this to happen, man, because it's time for a cleanup, man. You know, all that stuff, man, rapping about all this hustling and getting money all sideways, man, it's over with for all that, man. You know what I'm saying? It's time to clean up, man. And I'm tired of how all these women, they love these bad boy types all the time, man. Now, if he was singing about something positive, rapping about something positive, would nobody be saying nothing, really. But because he was rapping about dope and all this different type of stuff, they love it. Yeah, I agree. This the type of stuff that was going on in the hood, man. But this stuff ain't really going on like that no more. Ain't nobody getting no real money out in the streets like that no more, man. So to just keep on glorifying all this, man, it's like, man, it's time out for all that, man. You know what I'm saying? And I grew up on rap, man. And you know what I'm saying? I'm older, man, but it's like, man, it's like, come on, man. When we going to bring it back to when rap was fun, man? Bring it back to real music, because that's really what it is. It's a lack of talent, man. People ain't got no real talent, so they got to keep on glorifying the negative. You know, because when it's real talent, they make that real music. Like, you talking about 3-6 Mafia and them dudes is making real music, man. Yeah, they might rap about some rough stuff, but they majorly, they was really making real music, man.
I mean, but,
and we got to get back to real talent.
Hold on. To play devil's advocate, he did have some kind of stuff in his music that he did have some substance in his music. Like, I really started listening to Dolph music. He had some shit. It wasn't just about glorifying. He was talking about a way out as well, too. Now, that I could personally say by me personally.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Like,
yeah,
hold on. I get what you're saying. That's why I gave you the lane for you to express yourself. Because everybody has their own opinion. So, you know, I may not agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to let you speak. But I have to let you know he wasn't all about that. And his actions always spoke different as well. So give me five seconds of what else you have to say. I'll give you 5 seconds because I got to take the next call. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say this. I see what you're saying. We older. We understand about the substance. But them little kids don't understand all that, man. They go by what they see. And they go by what that little boy, man, was singing about dope, dog. And regardless of the substance or whatever, that stuff overshadows the substance when you keep talking about money, jewelry, and all this type of stuff. Because that's what the little kids want. They want the money. They want the material. You know what I'm saying? When they're getting older, they want them girls, man. And if we're going to keep flooding them, they ain't going to hear no substance. They going to look at the negativity. But that's all I want to say, man. We got to get it together, man. Stop, folks, you know what I'm saying, using that as an excuse, man, to let them just keep talking about the same thing, drinking lean and getting high. Come on, man. We got to clean it up, man. That's all.
Absolutely. And I talk about that stuff all the time on the show. So I definitely understand where you're coming from. Thank you for your call. Peace. Everybody, please, if you like to show love, donate to the platform, please hit that link, show some love. If you haven't hit the like button, please hit the like button. Now, I already felt the temperature when that man got on the phone because I see how y'all was going in. You know what I'm saying? But y'all understand that, you know, I have to give people their own give people the right to say how they feel. You know what I'm saying? That wouldn't be right just only looking for our own point of view. Because it's always going to have somebody that sees things from their own perception. We may not agree with it, but it is what it is. You know, just to be fair. But I didn't agree. I agree with some of the stuff that he's saying because at the end of the day, let's pay attention to it. What do a lot of our artists push out? Death music. And then when they die, then it's like, then we have to stop the violence. But then we're going to have to stop some of the messages in the music. What do you think that's giving that vibration? What do you think They got rider music. When somebody go to go kill somebody, they got a theme song that they probably listen to before they just pop a nigga. You know what I mean? So the man wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong. It was just, I guess, the wrong time to say that about this person, I guess. But we cannot look at like this man said something terribly wrong. All of the artists talk about it. So let's just, look at it from a reality. And I know y'all do. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't fucking with your intelligence, though. I got the video. Thank you, Crazy K from Cali. It wasn't T Glock that made that message that I said about sitting in the barbershop. It was Snoop Bands or whatever the hell. So it was him. So I stand corrected. But she sent me the video of the two dudes who got locked up at the chop shop. So I'm gonna play that after I take these last three calls. We got 202 well, last two calls. 770-818, man. And then I'm gonna play the video. 770, we got Georgia in the motherfucking house. What up, man?
What up, Mike?
Ain't shit. What up, Shouter?
I think Young Dolph underestimated these two dudes. The reason why I say that, I pay attention to body language and words. In court, during the first appearance, straight drop, he looked at raggedy, hair wasn't cut, none of that. If you look at him right now, his hair cut, he looked like he don't really care. So that what that tells me is he's somebody, because ain't nobody make a move on him. So he in population in order to get his hair cut. Now, the other dude, he looked shaky, but he looked like he going to stand with straight drop, whatever he decide to do. I think, this is my opinion, I think Dolph looked at them like they some young niggas, and they ain't doing nothing, and he underestimated.
Okay. If you want to explain why you say that?
Because I believe they already had got into some beef before that, and he didn't take it serious. Put it like this. Let's go back. You remember the show The Wire back in the day?
Of course.
You remember how Marlo came along, the little young nigga. They wasn't paying no attention, but he took over every fucking thing, moved Stringer and them out the way. So it's the same shit. He was just looking at them like these little 23-year-old nigga. What he gonna do? He looking at them like they some young niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna move nothing. But evidently, you knew what type of dude you was dealing with because he was around y'all.
Right.
At first. So he pretty much know your moves.
Yo,
know how you're moving.
Yo, I hear you, the chat. You can't beat the chat, man. But hey.
But I'm just thinking realistic, man. Regardless of how they feel or who they love. You know, as an artist, you got to think realistic. Because how else, if you get shot at 100 times, but you know to have a bulletproof vehicle at that time, but you take that serious enough to get a bulletproof vehicle at that time, but this situation, you don't take it serious enough to have security with you. You understand what I'm saying? He had to know. At that time, that money was on his head for him to be driving around in a bulletproof vehicle. You understand what I'm saying? If he didn't think it was no problem back then when he got shot at 100 times, he'd have been just driving in a regular vehicle.
Do he have a point right there? What he just said. All right, I want to say thank you for your phone call, man. Let me take the rest of these calls, okay? Thank you very much. All right, man. Shout out to Georgia. What part of Georgia are you from, Sheldon? Oh, he hung up. All right, man. Goddamn.
Everybody, please make sure y'all hit that like button. Y'all want to show love to the platform, man. Please show some love to the platform. Hopefully, it's not going to pull teeth. All right? 818 area code. You call back. What you want now?
Hey, Mike Larry.
Ooh, baritone. What up, baby? Tell me.
Peace and blessings, fam. Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Peace. Hey, Mike Larry, I just want to say, I think that the when the layers is peeled, that everybody's going to find out that Gotti and Black Youngster didn't have nothing to do with it. Somewhat like what the last caller said, I don't think it's that big of a conspiracy. I think it was just them wild niggas that had a beef with Dolph. Just like Queso down in the Jacksonville had a beef with smoking on Bibby packs. TK 47. I think a lot of these young rappers is just doing it for clout, and they want to monetize murder. And Straight dropped a single while he was on the run. So,
I'm hearing you, my nigga CJ Stupid.
That's basically it, Michael.
You know what I'm saying? You got the motherfucking you got the voice of the century, nigga. You could have been with the Four Tops, nigga. The fucking Temptations and Five Heartbeats, nigga. Anyway, it concludes.
I'm off Sour Diesel, Mike Larry, so I'm a little slowed down right now, homie. I ain't gonna even front to you. I'm feeling real cool off Sour Diesel, so I'm not as alive as I normally would be, homie. But in any event, next time I get at you, I'll be a little bit more upbeat. Sour Diesel got me in a chokehold, though, homie.
Yeah, I feel you, nigga, because this shit happened like that this morning. So I had to take a shower before I went live. I had to wash that house, nigga. Take a shower, you'll be right back to normal, nigga. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why I fuck with you, Mike Larry. You keep it 100, homie.
Always, man. You stay up, King. All right?
Hey. Peace. All right. Peace and blessings, King.
All right. Yeah, my nigga is definitely on with. Yo, I swear to God, 304 and 415, I got you. I was just like that, son. I swear to God, I done made me the fucking, I made some tuna fish with the crackers. I haven't had that so long. I'm like, the weed had me just wanting that shit, man. I ate it, and I'm like, damn, let me go live. I put the video up. I'm feeling real, like feeling just exactly how that nigga was feeling. I said, let me take a goddamn shower. I took a shower. I feel a little better. But, man, my nigga Baritone was on. That nigga was on cloud 50. I feel you, nigga. Everybody, hit that goddamn like button, goddammit. Area code 304, keeping it raw. You online. What the fuck you want? What's up?
Salute, Mike Merritt. Ain't shit. I basically want to say, I feel that the whole thing is just a long line setup, you know. He knew them kids. He knew them from a long time, but it just felt that, you know, I've been around kids who feel that you ain't doing enough for them. They looking at you like, you up there. You should be able to.
Start off, your phone was a little choppy. Go ahead, one more time.
Salute, Mike. I was basically saying, like, I feel that he knew the kids for a long time. Not only that, they had ties with Gotti, and they looking at both ends. The youngest looking at both ends. He's like, yo, I'm riding with this old head. He's rocking with these dudes. He ain't putting us on right now. Nah, we ain't looking right, and we up under his wing. He ain't even looking at us. And at the whole time, they feeling like they getting, how can I say, like, you know, penny pinch. Like, he might throw them a bone or two. But then they got fed up with that. They got fed up with that after a while. Like, yo, we not hearing this. Plus, we already know niggas don't like him, and we could probably slide over to the other side. Nah, we got to get our name up. We can't do it this way, that way. Because as you know, Gotti was like, yo, you making bail. You feel what I'm saying? So now he got a little clout for that. You know what I mean? It's just basically young is just like not knowing their position. Like they can't wait their turn or they feel they deserve what you have because they with you and they ain't work as hard as you work. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
But.
Now, basically, that's basically how I feel, because I've been around a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? And I just move myself out the area, period, out the area, and they watching you like, yo, bro, you could do what I'm doing. All you got to do is just get up, have that drive, make yourself look like something. One of the key things is iron your clothes and walk right, you know what I'm saying? Because people look at your image at first, and they see you up under somebody all day, and you ain't making no moves. The nigga you with is looking at you like, damn, what you going to bring to the table? What's good? Like, nah, I ain't gonna keep putting out for you. You ain't doing nothing for yourself. What's going on? You ain't trying to work or nothing. But you know, that's how it is these days. Right now, everybody want the fast money. They want the handouts. They want somebody to put them on. Basically, you know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to find a loophole and put their cell phone and build and network. That's what it should be. But you know how it is, man. That's basically what I wanted to say.
It was definitely a hit. It was definitely a hater, like, cause like how they found him, like they knew he was gonna be there, or they got a heads up that he was gonna be there, cause that nigga that was around him at some point, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he wasn't around him no more, and he had to find out when he was gonna be at such and such place.
Absolutely.
That nigga that heads up, man. So it's
absolutely.
It's really crazy. Yeah.
And I also feel that, don't get it twisted, them youngins, for them to have to try to do what they do, they had some insight from older heads. I'm telling you, because they're not moving like that as reckless they are doing them videos and stuff like that. They had to have some insight from somebody else. I know from being a youngin. You know, somebody put a couple words in and a couple dollars and set a line out in a gateway to let you know you can do this and get away with it. Not saying they, you know what I'm saying? I already know how this shit works. You feel me? It's a line. It's a line. I ain't pointing no fingers or nothing like that, but it's definitely a line in that. And it ain't just them youngins right there alone, because they already knew that it was salt. It was already salt. You know what I mean? It was just the perfect time in their eyes.
Right. Hey, man, I
want to
say thank you for the call. Go ahead, in conclusion.
Nah. I was just going to say thanks for letting me call, basically. You know, I appreciate it. You know, salute. I got you locked in. You know, I got your notification bell hit. You tell everybody, you know, hit the like button and subscribe.
That's what I'm talking about, King. Thank you, man. Salute. Thanks.
All right, one.
I'm going to take this last call before I play the video. Please, no more calls at this moment. Area code 415, keeping it live, what you want, goddammit.
Area code 415, keeping it live, what you want.
Hi.
Can
you move the background, please?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hey, how you
doing? Okay, yes, I have something to say. Number one, I want to say part of the problem is these youngsters, how can they think straight when they're drinking all that lean? That's number one, and I have a problem with that being advertised and marketed in the videos like it's okay to be a liquid addict, because that's all that lean does is cause you to be addicted and make bad decisions. So I just want to put that out there, because it disturbs me when I see them with these soda bottles with their lean in it. So I just want to say that. Number two, I don't know what the ballistics is on Dolph, but the first thing I notice, because I so upset about this. So, like, in the ballistics, they said he was shot in the head. He's a tall guy. I'm a tall person. When I look at the cookie shop, I see all the broken glass, you know, under, like, the first 3 feet down there is shot. So what, yeah. Did these guys drive up, shoot him in the foot, and then he fell down and they shot him up? No, probably not. The other thing, with Makita's, now, I don't know about those people. They changed their story. They got a bunch of bankruptcies. They don't seem to pay their bills. They got problems. Let's just put them aside, because I believe they were just used for their location. What business is going to allow somebody, because they said there were shots in the store. So if somebody came through the back and they came in, wouldn't there be movement in the store? Wouldn't people be feeling some type of way? Dolph would feel that energy. When he walked in, he would feel some type of energy. Now, unless they rushed in there when he rushed in there, and then the people in there didn't know, they got him in there, and then the other guys drove up. So it was like a sandwich hit. That's what I'm saying. So a sandwich hit would be they got him from the back, and then the guys drove up in the front and got him from the front. But because the video is so weird and the pictures are so weird, maybe it's a thing where, okay, we're going to shoot him from the back, but we're going to drive up and do a Hollywood scene and make it appear that these guys are shooting him from the front when really they're coming in after the fact because he's already laying down because they had shot him inside, and that's why they look like they're shooting down. But nobody's going to shoot a six-foot person, you know. They're going to shoot from the top, not the bottom. So the glass would be all broken out. So that part seems really suspicious. So it's sort of, and then when dude, his brother or whoever, you know, came out shooting at them, they talked about him shooting in the air. Who got time to shoot in the air? You would be straight shooting at the car, even if he was running down the street with it. But the point is, why wouldn't he shoot out the tires? Why wouldn't he blast the car up or shoot out the windows or something? I don't know. That part, it all seems staged. So it's possible, say, if so here's a out-of-the-way theory. What if somebody came from the back? This is why I can't believe they did it, because, again, I don't think they'd be thinking all that straight. It had to have been orchestrated from the top. Somebody said, we're going to send somebody from the back on the inside to get them. You guys are going to come from the front to make sure it's done, but you don't even have to really do anything because it's going to already be done. So, therefore, you're going to get off. So don't worry about getting caught because you didn't kill him. He was already killed when you got there. So you can't accuse somebody of killing somebody when somebody's already dead, right? So my point is I think that if somebody did come from the back inside, Mikitas had to have known when they came in, they would have been a ruckus, Dolph would have been alerted. But if they were already posted inside or if they already had news that he was there and they rushed in, there's something up with that. Those guys who came from the front and shot him, I can't believe that those were the first initial shots that those guys did when they came up. I think something was already done. Now, I don't know about Maurice and his car and moving and all that. It just seems strange, especially since, you know, Raven had indicated from what I heard, I should watch the video to verify it myself, if she says something to the effect of her father said, oh, Dolph, stay with me, whatever. He would have had some kind of blood on him just from the situation. I know when somebody gets shot in the head or get hit in the head, whatever, there's a lot of blood. So, you know, I don't know about the blood situation. I don't know about the ballistic situation. We don't know how many bullets. So if there's two shooters, there should be two different bullets. But if there's shooters coming in from the back, there should be some different bullets from that. So if he has more than two different types of bullets in him, that would be an indication that there was somebody from the back or the inside. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know anything about the ballistic situation. And to me, that's kind of key. But the situation, it could be just some haters from within his circle, okay? But indirectly, CMG can benefit. Indirectly, certain people in City Hall and in Tennessee who don't like him anyway, they can benefit. And therefore, it's to the best of their interest to try to, you know, sweep some of this under the rug, which is why you see all the different lying and shuffling and things that don't make sense. Because, first of all, the police station down the street, I saw a video where they did a walkthrough. They were like 2 minutes away, so how can they take 20 minutes to get there? I bet if it was Elvis Presley, not to be racist, they would have done been there. It wouldn't have taken them 20 minutes or even 10 minutes to go down the street for a murder, let alone somebody of Dolph's profile. But let's forget about his profile. He's a person who got killed. Why would it take the police, who's 2 minutes away, 20 minutes to get there? And they didn't really look like they were doing all the the proper stuff with the immediate taping and the not touching and the moving, and it was just too much. That's why I say indirectly, whether it's his inner circle or somebody near him or some haters who he pushed back that wanted to get him, these guys who did it, if they were dumb, they have a lot of smart people around them helping them cover it up, and that's right. The problem.
Well, ma'am, I just want to say you really had that written down. I hear you. And where you located?
I'm in San Francisco.
Shout out to San Francisco. Thank you for calling in, love. And I'm gonna play this video. I mean, hey, you have some points. I hear you, sweetie. And I want to say thank you. Make sure you hit that like button too.
Yes, I will. I just had to put this out there. And all you people who are drinking lean, please rethink that, because all that's going to do is cause you to have a long-term liver kidney problem. It costs a lot of money, and it, you know, there's better ways to feel good. And I just think that's just a pharmaceutical way to get a lot of people unnecessarily hooked on something that they don't need to be taking in the first place. That's all I want to say. I have an anti-lean campaign going on, so that's all I want to say.
Hey man, I wanna thank you. You know, just hit me up if you have that anti-lean thing going on. Just hit me up. I appreciate your call, love.
Okay, hey. Thank you. Peace.
Woo, that was a lot, goddamn. That was a lot. I'm gonna play this video. Everybody, if you would like to show some love to the platform, please show some love to the platform. You know, I hope that's not gonna hurt or kill anybody. But fact when Black Youngster did that video and Dolph Hood calling him out with guns and shit, Shondell was in that video. So I'm going to share that video right now. You know what? Let's play this first. We're gonna get to the video where Black Youngster was on Cascade or whatever in Cascade. Well, you know, looking for Dolph with all the guns and shit. They say that Shondell Barnett was in that video, so we're going to look at that next. But let's check out this.
Down in Memphis has led to several people being taken into custody and the recovery of multiple stolen cars. WRG's Bria Jones joins us now after talking with people who were shocked by this discovery. What'd you find out, Bria?
Well, Greg, Memphis police say that this bus left into at least five stolen cars and landed two men behind bars. A Dodge Challenger with no wheels, an Infiniti stripped of its doors, and a bag of key fobs, all discovered on the lot of what Memphis police are calling a chop shop in the Bethel Grove area.
That's nice.
Memphis police said the investigation launched last Friday after detectives got word of a possible stolen Dodge Charger at a dealership.
They said there's an echo. Is there an echo? Please, y'all let me know if there's an echo. Yes, Green Eyes, I try to be respectful as possible and let people say they shit, even if they sound crazy, you know? So, you know, I'm an asshole a lot, but I'm also respectful too. Is it? Oh, yeah, okay, so y'all saying yes, there's an echo. Hold on 1 second now. Hold on, so y'all then. Lord. But it wasn't an echo before, or it just started echoing. Like, how long it's been an echo? Y'all niggas ain't say nothing. Shit, y'all ain't say nothing the whole time. What is your live stream phone number, T Ford? You can see it scrolling under the screen. Look, it says call in. Look at the words that's scrolling at the bottom. 319-527-6193. And I hope you show love to the platform or hit that like button or something. It just started. Okay, cool. Let's see. Let's see. I'll bring it back.
Discovered on the lot of what Memphis police are calling a chop shop in the Bethel Grove area.
That's nice.
Memphis police said the investigation launched last Friday after detectives got word of a possible stolen Dodge Charger at a dealership on Covington Pike. Officers saw the vehicle being towed to this shop in the 2300 block of Kimball. While searching the property, they recovered a handgun and six cars, including one stolen from the Nashville area, and this black Dodge Charger also possibly stolen.
People should go work for what they want. Why would you be, you know what I'm saying, stealing cars and going out here if you need something? I mean, just get a job.
Can you
get your own vehicle.
NPD arrested two men and detained two others, including property owner 32-year-old Jaron Bacchus, charged with several counts of theft of property, and 23-year-old Jeremiah Bell, also facing multiple theft-related charges and a gun charge.
A lot of things out of control, and that's just one of them. So just hope, you know, the people who caused the war, that they can get their cars back and keep on going.
We did stop by the property where the vehicles were found, but no one wished to speak. For now, reporting live outside 201 Poplar, Bria Jones, WREG News, Channel 3.
Look at mama right there. You know she eating that Memphis ribs. Go ahead, goddammit. She got her head dead. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, dump truck. She's cute, though. You know what I'm saying? You know damn well you can't pick her up for nothing. You wipe your ass with a towel, but she's pretty though. Go ahead, big mama. Shit, no, she can't wait. Can't wait to eat. I'm gonna take this phone call one more again. 770. What you want, goddammit, before I play this next video? What's good?
Yo, Mike, this is me again. I just got one thing to say, man. All these people with this conspiracy theory about this Makita shop and this and that and the third is a sandwich. They came from here. They came from there. A lot of people that call show their inexperiences about weapons. The dude was hit with a Draco. That's a, you ever seen the size of a 7.62 bullet? I don't care if you Shaq height. If you get hit with that, you're going to drop. So it's no okay with shooting. They already said his brother was in the shop. So if his brother was shooting back, that explains why there's shots also going outside the shop as well as coming inside the shop. We already see him on the video shooting at the car. So that explains why there's shots going in and out of the cookie shop. Like, if these people was charged with, if these people was into the, any type of thing to do with that crime, with the hit, you don't think the police would have locked them up by now? You don't think they would have? There's no type of phone calls, no type of phone records. They're showing phone calls being made. Oh, yeah. You don't think they check their cell phone? Like, these people crazy. They just be making up crazy stuff and getting you off of the real topic of what really went on because they can't believe something like that happened to their favorite artist. That's all I got to say, Mike.
Hey, I hear that. That nigga came back with vengeance. Talk your shit, King. Hey, we got area code 202. What it do? What up?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's good, man?
What is T-Ford?
Yeah, I wanted to hit you up, man, because I wanted to talk about this, man. It's throwing me off a little bit. A lot of people is doing a lot of a lot of talking about things, and I'm going to talk about something that I've seen today that's actual fact. If anybody noticed, a few people that actually pay attention probably noticed this, but Straight Drop got two first-degree murder charges and two attempts.
Wait,
the thing is...
Go ahead, because I'm looking at his charges right now. All right,
he got two on the same day, man. And you know one of them, they two different, you know, with cases. If you know, they got numbers to them. So
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, you remember when they found that body by that car that day? Was that the other body or what?
Yeah,
people ain't pay attention to that. He got two bodies on him for that same date.
That body that happened in, what was that, Covington, when that lady went through that window. So it was the same car. So it could be that. So they it's not on there now because if you see, what's the case number? The case number is C220033. That is the case right here. That is the first degree murder charge. That is the criminal attempt first degree criminal intent.
So what's the 5-8 then?
degree murder, first degree murder, then
she the 5'8"?
Five eight.
Yeah, 5358. Go down.
5358. All right, 5358. That
you got another one right there.
Right. Absolutely. So he do have.
He had a busy day, huh?
Yeah, he has two. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Two right
and
here.
This is one more thing I want to say about like everybody trying to talk about who telling. If anything. At first, I thought it was Smith, but the way they was in court together, maybe that came from somebody else. And this is another thing to put on y'all brain and always talking about somebody's telling. If you want to know who's telling, it's always going to be the person that you're really not going to see. Now, if you think about it, when they asked them about it, huh?
No, I'm reading this. You said two indictments and a Memphis caller is on hold. I don't see no Memphis caller on no damn hold. Go ahead, King.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say here. First, I thought it was a dude, Justin. Not Justin, but the other guy, the Smith guy, because he was locked up for a whole month. Now, everybody on the internet is talking about straight drop this, straight drop that. But they never picked him up. This dude been locked up for a whole month. All of a sudden, out the blue, now he gets picked up. That don't seem suspicious to y'all at all.
Well, somebody had to say something because at the end of the day, police just can't go by just because somebody said
right. And you gotta get affidavits too, right? From the judge, right? So somebody, this is one thing y'all need to realize about snitching. The only way it's going to be a credible snitch if somebody can say something that has not been put out to the public. That's the only way it's going to be credible. So whoever told, they either was some one of them talked, or was somebody involved in the situation. Trust me.
Right.
Somebody talked to the police, or they talked to a friend, and they told that business, or wanted somebody involved in it. That's how it goes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody told. Somebody definitely told. And I'm going to be honest with you. It might be that one person name that was mentioned. You see the police chief's face? When they mentioned that name, she was shocked. Like, how did y'all even know that name?
Well, I think I know what name you're talking about. Wait. Okay. You're talking about that press conference and shit.
Hasn't even been extradited yet.
Yeah. Sean Dell. He's still in Indianapolis. Yeah, he's still there.
Right. And one more thing I want to say before I get out of here. You know how they say you lead by example? You know the Memphis police chief?
Right.
I seen the thing. It just threw me off that how can you be this boneheaded? And you got all these people you talking about to the public. Don't leave your weapons places because they stealing them, but you leave yours out and get yours stolen.
Just stolen, right?
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. But on that, King, I'm gone, bro. I love your show, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Peace.
You too.
All right, I'm gonna take this call. I don't know if this is the Memphis person, but hey, you on the air? What's up? Hello. Peace.
You talking to me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, what's
hey,
up,
okay, what's up? No, this is 510. This is Oakland, California. You feel me?
All right. Talk to me. What's up?
All right. Hey, something I couldn't find. Were they signed to PRE? I don't know. Did Dolph do contracts or was it all, you know, handshake?
Hold on one second. Straight Drop signed to him? No, but he was connected to him through Key Glock. So I guess his music wasn't really, you know, popping like that. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't really sign a contract with Paper Route Empire. So I guess, you know, he felt some kind of way, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that jealousy shit, you know?
So there was some sort of agreement then, I assume, right? They expected something.
No. Go ahead. To answer your question, no, he wasn't. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to figure out what they expected. Like, where did the hate come from?
You asked.
They just wanted to put him on. And he's like, no, I'm not fucking with y'all like that. And you know, the hate got, you know, that real. I don't know. I just look at it from the business side. You know, folks that want to get on, you know, gotta take a look at who they doing business with, because resources is limited. You know, motherfuckers can't do everything for everybody. You got to understand that. So, yeah, and I was just trying to figure out what the promises were made, you know, that type of thing. Or what is it? Why would he be feeding them anything, even if it was just a little bit? You know what I mean? What was the business side arrangement? That's all I'm trying to figure out,
to
where the hate came in.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, the intricacy of what happened, what's been said, what took place, there's certain things that we just don't know yet. So a lot of it is just speculation on what the conversation could have been like. What was it to the, did they even sit down? Because, you know, Moochie Grape is there, Big Moochie Grape, and Straight Drops Progress on his rap career and things of that nature. We just don't know the intricacies of details that they done had or private conversations. Only thing we could know is, or only thing that we could do is speculate at this moment until somebody come out and say, well, they did speak and they did, but, you know, Straight Drops felt some kind of way because he didn't get signed and he got just because he, Dolph gave Moochie Grape a purple Lamborghini truck. Like, we don't know. Just like you said, you want to know too, but certain things we're not going to know until the person that was flying on the wall that was actually there to tell a story. So we only could.
And I guess by your video, I know the title that So-and-So was in this original video, that they had some sort of link with the other side. You feel me? And so, you know, just sort of like, okay, yeah, they, you know, anyway, there's all kinds of assumed, you know, in that regard. But anyway, that was my question, man. Just, you know, I just wanted to know. I couldn't find it anywhere. What was it? I understand that, you know, they were connected through Key Glock. But, you know, what was the understanding? That's all I was trying to figure out.
Hey, no doubt, man. Hey, man, I appreciate your call. Thank you, man. Brooklyn to San Diego, man. Salute.
Word.
You said San Diego, right?
No, Oakland.
Oakland. My bad. Hey, shout out to Oakland, man. Cali.
Down business.
Man, so salute, man.
For sure, man.
Peace. All right, now, let me find out, man. Like, y'all ain't showing no love to the platform, man. That's crazy. But we're going to go to this video. Now, Crazy K, you said that Sean Dell is in this video. Now, let's see. I hate this ignorant shit. Now, look at his face right here. So this is who are we supposed to be looking for, in that video? Him.
Where you at?
Now, are you saying that's him right there, son? Crazy K, where you at? Don't look like him. Yeah, that don't look like him. Yeah, because I was saying as I was looking, like, it don't look like him at all. I mean, a slight resemblance, but nah. So you say he in the back. What color jacket or sweater we looking for so I could pinpoint the nigga? So what color shirt or whatever, so I can pinpoint what I'm going to be looking at. Nah, he in the Shake Some video, champ. Shake Some video.
Yo, where you at right now, dog? Where you at right now? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
CLT, bitch.
I love cafe, but I don't fuck with dope. Yeah, we don't fuck with dope. You fuck with dope, though? Fuck with dope. Love me, boy. You know what's going on, boy. I love
Cassie. What? I don't know who the fuck I'm looking for, but right where? With the red bandana. The one with the red bandana, that's what you're saying? Him right there. That's just, all right, hold on, man. I got my nerves all fucked up. So that's him right there. I'm telling y'all, that's the same one that I already put on pause. Pause.
Where you at?
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Yo, they show no love, Miss Drew. Word up. A motherfucking, that's crazy. Word up. But so that's him, that's what y'all saying? I don't know, man. I mean it you know what I mean? It do resemble him. Let me see if anybody calling. Nah, nobody ain't calling. Yeah, niggas do grow up. Well, and at that time, that was like some years ago. So, you know, he got braids now. So that's probably, it's probably him. You never know, because this, how long ago he done this video? I don't know. Do a split screen. I'm going to have to make, let me see something real quick. Let me do that real quick. I'll do that. Hold on, let me get my snipping tool. I know y'all know what that is, man. So I'm just gonna do this. All right, let me get that shot. Yo, that's I'm not gonna front. I think that's him, though. Hold on, let me save this picture. I'm going to do a side-by-side for y'all right now. Hold on, I'm going to do a side-by-side. Let me open this up real quick. Hold on, everybody. Let me go to my Canva. Word up. Hold on, I got to fix this up, man. So y'all, all on soja. You all on this side by side real quick. Just for y'all, baby. Come on now. To my pictures. Oh, no, no. Oh, yeah. All right, got that. Let me go to downloads. I think you want to BT. I know a lot of y'all got, you know, ADHD and shit. Just hold on, everybody. I'm coming. Doing the side by side picture so we can I think that is him, to be honest. Just like looking at it, these niggas look, I don't know, maybe, but them niggas look identical. Hold on, y'all give me, I'm downloading it now. Oh, we got somebody from Memphis in the building. 901, what's good, family? You on the line? What's popping?
I'm down.
901 area code. You on the line? What's up?
We got somebody from Memphis in the building. 901. We're good, family. You on the line. We're popping.
Yes, that's the same guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks like I'm about to share my screen right now. Hold on. Okay, love, you have anything to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks like I'm about to share my
screen.
Man, you
got to... Yeah, that's him. He from Memphis.
That's him, y'all. That looks just like the dude.
Yeah, that's him.
It's like everything. And you can tell they got like the same hair texture, like, you know what I'm saying? That's him.
Yeah,
that's him. Somebody saying that's not him, but man, that's him, man. I mean, I'm looking at his nose, and you can tell that he's moving his. The number is on the screen, y'all. I'm gonna highlight it. All right, 527-6193. They look very similar. Like them niggas look exactly the same.
The number that's him when he's a little younger. He was in his early 20s.
Right. That the nose looks different, but we have to look at the difference of his face was grimacing, meaning facial expression. Like he was in the middle of talking, and I just caught him in that snapshot. I'll make a better side by side picture, but you know what I mean. Just too much going on right now, but that looks like the same person, family. If that's not him, that's his little fucking cousin, that's his little brother or his father. Definitely need to talk to their fucking son. All right? So they father, you know what I mean? Pops was a rolling motherfucking stone. So anywho, anything else, ma'am? Anything else, love? All
right.
That's him because he's from Memphis. His mom stay in South Memphis, Red Nine, off of Parkway.
All right, so do you know him?
I haven't seen him in a long time, but we all used to go to bingo together, me and his mom. And like about 3 days before they were caught, they were just leaving Memphis headed to Indiana.
Oh wow!
Yeah, wow. And his mama didn't even know nothing was going on. Nothing. Him and Straight Drop played that real smooth. And after they left and got caught, that's when I started getting the phone calls on who he was.
Wow. Shoot,
I
wish you could put his mom's on the phone. Tell Aetna to get on the phone now. You know?
Okay, I'm going to try getting her a call, but right now she, you know what I'm saying, kind of messed up because, you know, never would have thought he was involved in nothing like this here. But they were some real good kids back when they were coming up. But, you know, people change, you know, they get with the wrong crowd.
Yep, that's what happens. Yep. Okay, well, love, I want to say thank you. I appreciate your call. And thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
All right, have a blessed one. Peace.
Okay.
All right, we got somebody else from Memphis in the building. We got 901. What's up?
Hello.
What's going on, family?
Hey, so you want to know how Drop and Glock know each other, fool?
Let's talk about it.
Them niggas used to bang the same game, bro.
They used to bang the same game.
Yeah, all the niggas was full of mafia. And then they fell out. Glock left Chula Mafia. Paper Rail left Chula Mafia. Once they left, they started fucking with Chula Mafia Ops, which is Double Law. And Dawson signed some Double Law niggas. And this is why them niggas got into it even more. And this is why they niggas died, bro. It's just some street shit for them.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
It's all what it is, bro. Them cookie folks, I had shit to do with it, bro.
You said say that one more time, cause I wanna make this. I want everybody to clearly hear what you're trying to say.
Them cookie folks, I ain't had shit to do with it, but there was some street shit. All
right.
There was some street nigga. MP knew this shit. And the rest of the Memphis street knew this shit right when it happened, bro.
So they mad
put murders on fucking innocent ass people because I'm fucking dead shit. That's some street shit.
So you telling me the dudes that's locked up is not the ones? That's what you're saying?
No. Y'all saying Makita's, the owners of Makita set him up. But them folks ain't set him up.
Y'all is not saying anything. It's people who have their own opinion on what's going on. I'm not saying
This shit a false ass opinion. And the shit I'm saying, this shit is fact, nigga. That's why they niggas in jail right now. Them niggas stupid as fuck. You know how they got them PRE trains?
Yeah.
Them folks robbed Big Mucha and he shot one of them. And they took one from Fizzle Lad too. And they shot Fizzle Lad in the face.
And
street shit.
Right. And what was the reason to kill Dolph? What did he have to do with it?
Bro, if you hit a nigga, take the head off a snake, the body gonna fall, right? You gonna hit a nigga where it hurt. And plus, not to mention, nigga, you can go back and watch Dolph's old videos. That nigga was really fucking with them Chula Mafia, nigga. The CEO of Chula Mafia is Jay Money. He was finna sign the young nigga. And all them niggas used to be in Dolph's videos. Before they even started, let me see Glock and that whole woman, that whole wild and shit. So them niggas ain't no strangers to Dolph, bro. Dolph ass knew what was going on. So I ain't none of it.
And there was no way that he could have stopped this shit from
but
even
happening. But he stopped this. How many niggas have died? You can't stop this shit in Memphis, bro. Young nigga run that hole. You can't tell young nigga shit.
Now,
y'all think he was paid to do this shit. But you know, them folks, motherfuckers, killing folks in broad daylight all the time in Memphis. Them motherfuckers be shooting at old people, snatching them out of cars, bro.
Yeah, they doing a lot of dumb shit right now. I'm looking in the news. Yeah, y'all niggas is going.
That shit normal, bro. It's fucking way of life down here.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Hey, I just want to say anything else, King?
Mine, that's it, bro. That's all I want to tell
you. All right, man. Thank you for calling in, man. Be safe out there. You heard?
All
right, peace. Now, I got 5 more minutes left on this phone line. You said, who sent you, dude? Like, listen, like, I give everybody they time to express how they feel, man. And, before y'all leave, please make sure y'all hit that like button. If y'all would like to show love to the platform, please do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all damn sure ain't showing no love, man. But there's a video that I wanted to show, and I think I might do it when I come back live today. If I want to come live, you know, I feel like I'll be doing this shit for nothing. You know, but what this shit is that they doing, son, these dudes, it's like it was really senseless, man. It was really senseless. So now these dumb niggas can't even afford a fucking lawyer. And making us look bad. Just ignorant nigga shit. Typical nigga shit, like I said. It's just sad. I'm going to play a little bit of this Key Glock video, and I'm pretty sure some of y'all probably seen it already. This will be my first time watching it. So let me know what y'all think about it, and I'm going to leave it there. I don't, if anything, I'll probably edit it out. So I'll play the whole thing, but I'm going to edit it out after I'm done. Let's get it. Let me know if it's echoing. If it is, I'm just going to probably just chill.
I love my dog, I love my man, no lie, I'm really lost inside. I can get it back in bed, but still I can't get back the time. Fuck that humble shit, let's go, you know it's bad, now about mine. I got dogs looking down on me, I know that nigga proud. Ain't don't worry about it, like nigga, I'ma hold it down. When it got some blue damage to let them know you're still a rapper. Nation change, I'm still doing my thing, you're making niggas proud. Yeah, that money still flowing in on this paper route. Yeah, I still don't trust these bitches either, I just slut them out. Lately I've been talking to the reaper, I can shut them out. I've been praying on my knees, but I feel like it's working out. Yeah, it's PRE my life, nigga, even after I die. Think I was born with this guy, I'll probably go out with my nine. Yeah, I'm about this shit for real, and you can see it in my eyes. I've been trying to drink the pain away to be lying after line. Yeah, I'm fucked up, no cap, just the other day, come to class. And I'm like my face, shoot this shit, I think I'm back on my grind. And if it ain't about no money, then I'm built to fight time blind. But somehow I still shine. Yeah, I bring back home like groceries. We started flipping dice. Now I'm doing shows all over the street. Bitch, look at me now. I'm my brother's keeper. Thank you, me. This shit deeper than rap. And if I ever get the chance, then I won't miss a 100 reps. If I ever get the chance, then I won't miss a 100 reps. I lost my dog, I lost my man. No lie, I'm really lost inside. I can get it back in blood, but still I can't get back to that. But then humble shit, let's go, you know it's bad. Now if I'm mad, I got dogs looking down on me, I know that nigga smell. And my auntie looking down on me, your baby still wild. I've been feeling this, different tricks and twisting up the flowers. Took a book up in the mirror and typed it, boy, the world is down. Fuck this money, fuck this thing, yeah, I got respect, I got power. They been telling me to sit down cause they know a nigga slide. Bitch, I carried my own weight, nigga, ain't nothing about me slide. Yeah, I come from a city, nigga, get rich or that trap. Plenty little niggas with big guns screaming out who. I've been a fuck nigga that never been my kind. I just had a talk with daddy, yo, he told me what's no time. So I'ma put this shit up in their face and keep your name alive. So